Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
We are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
I'm going to keep the focus on the New York Giants for some good things they're doing. Chris, came across a story this week. Sean O'Hara was a center for them up until about 2010, 2011, I believe. He had started his career in Cleveland, but played most of his career, and a very good one, with the Giants, but he has always been very, very in line with the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, Chris, when he was playing, and basically because of that, he started his own Sean O'Hara Foundation, and what he does to get funds for the organization and to distribute to certain cystic fibrosis charities out there, he has a annual golf outing, and he just finished the 10th annual one about 2 weeks ago. And now this is a retired guy, but here's the great thing about this, Chris. He gets a lot of the old guys that keep coming back every year because of the kind of guy he is and the cause itself. He had Eli Manning, of course, one of the guys that comes every year, but some older players, you know, David Deal, Jeff Fiegels, Plaxico Burress, these are a couple of guys that have been there every year, and they keep coming back. And it's not because they get paid or it's the best golf course they've ever been to, but again, even guys like O.J. Anderson, Mark Bavaro, Carl Nelson, these guys were there this year. They just keep coming back. These guys played in the 80s. That was even long before O'Hara was playing in the Meadowlands. So, and the great thing is it's respected so much, this one golf tournament, Chris, that guys that never played with him and never, or just were kids when he played, like Davis Webb, Brett Jones, Riley Dixon, who are on the team now, they even came to this golf tournament. But, again, I think they've up to about $1 million, Chris, that they've raised since they've been doing this golf outing. It's in New Jersey. It's just a great event, but I mean, it's not just Sean O'Hara. This is a giant organization with these older guys coming back every year. That's just a lot of respect, and there's a lot of brotherhood among the Giant alumni. I think you can even ask guys like Leonard Marshall about that. But again, we're going to just put the spotlight this week not only on Sean O'Hara for his foundation, but for all these guys that support it every year.
Ah, fantastic stuff. Good for all of them for doing that, Bob. I'm going to put my spotlight on former Steelers and Bengals defensive back LeVar Glover. LeVar is from Jefferson Township in Ohio, and he played his college ball at the University of Cincinnati. And as a student at the University of Cincinnati, he was not only focused on football and a potential career in the NFL, he was also focused on getting his 15-year-old younger brother registered for high school. LeVar's brother had a bit of a troubled youth, you know, troubled as a younger child. And during that time that he was helping his brother get his life back on track, he realized that a life of service is really what he wanted to go after his playing days were over. In 2009, he started the Glover Youth Program, figuring if he could motivate his younger brother, he could motivate, you know, other young men as well. And through his youth program, he helped provide boys in foster care and or in juvenile court systems with residential placement, with mentoring, life skills development, and therapeutic services as well. So, you know, you go back to when he was much younger. He grew up very poor, right? He saw a lot of kids that didn't have role models, who needed mentoring, that needed, you know, a kind of a way to get their life, you know, back on the right path. So his program that he set up was designed to do just that for kids that he was, you know, involved around him, plus in and around the Cincinnati area. So I want to send out my spotlight and kudos to LeVar Glover for utilizing his ability to motivate his brother and expanding that out to other kids, you know, who needed a place to live and a sort of a path or a way to get their lives back on track. So kudos to him, Bob.
Great, great story, Chris. Again, uplifting, and what a way to end the show. And we'll keep doing it, and there's never a shortage of guys that are doing great things, and that's good for us.
Yeah, it's good for us, and it's really good that, hopefully spreading the word about that and really getting it out there that, you know what, it's, you know, Bob, you see it, right, every day and stuff out there on social media, and you posted some things. We see knuckleheads out there doing stuff all the time, right?
Yeah.
And that's the stuff that gets, you know, the bulk of the media attention. It's stuff like this, the things that Sean O'Hare did, the things that LeVar Glover did, and the other things, you know, we obviously doing this segment every week on the show. Those things don't get enough publicity, and they really should. And that's to your point. That's why we love doing this segment, and it's really the most important segment that we do every week here on the show. So,
amen.
That's what we're trying to do. All right, my friend, it is time for us to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks again to Marvell Smith, Tony Collins, Leonard Marshall, and Richmond Webb for joining us tonight. And as always, Bob, and it's been a couple of weeks, so good to be back in the saddle with you and the honor of spending my Thursday nights alongside of you, my friend.
Same here, Chris. It's like riding a bicycle, right? We're back to it, and those were some great friends tonight, and they keep coming back, and we love them for it, and let's try it again next week.
Yep. Yeah, and we've got a bunch of great friends coming back on the show with us next week. So scheduled to join us next week, we've got former Cardinals defensive back Kwame Lassiter, former Saints tight end Boo Williams, former Bengals and Panthers defensive back and TNT Hall of Famer Leonard Wheeler, and Mississippi State defensive line coach Brian Baker, and of course Tony Collins, who joins us every single week. So we hope you'll come back and be a part of the show with us. I want to remind everybody, how can you follow us on social media? Well, first, we've got a page, Facebook page for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own pages on Facebook as well. Please check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com, to see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, you can stream or download any of our archive episodes for free from our website, which is linked back to our page over on Podbean. We can't thank those folks enough for all of their wonderful support of us right there online at podbean.com and on the Podbean app as well. You'll see us front and center on NFL fans and football fans. If you look it up, boom, we're right there. So download the Podbean app and take us with you everywhere you go. You can do it on your morning drive, when you're going to the gym, you're out for your walk, whatever it is. Take us with you. Well, hopefully we can brighten up a couple of hours for you. On Twitter, you can follow me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzeri. And the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Hey, you have a great week, Chris. And we want to thank our terrific announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the great job he always does with our intro and ads. And to Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And that was some great music at the beginning, too. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you all the most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath of sin. Can't tell the day or time, but I know this day will end. On a mission I can't see, they say I am the one. In the end, it's you.